राम राम राम। श्रीमद् भगवद गीता साधक संजीवनी चैप्टर 18 वर्स 64 लिंक। इन द प्रीसीडिंग वर्स लॉर्ड कृष्णा ऑर्डर्ड अर्जुन टू रिफ्लेक्ट ओवर हिज टीचिंग फुल्ली एंड ओवर इट्स जिस्ट, बट अर्जुन कुड नॉट ग्रास्प द जिस्ट ऑफ हिज टीचिंग्स because the purport of the teaching is not known as much to a listener as to a speaker. Secondly, Lord Krishna asked him to do as he wished. Hearing these words, he got despondent. So Lord Krishna, giving him the quintessence of his teaching, consoles him. Sarva guyatamam bhuya श्रुणु मे परमं वच इष्ठोऽसि मे दृढमिति ततो वक्ष्यामि ते हितम्। लिसन अगेन टू माय सुप्रीम वर्ड्स, द मोस्ट सीक्रेट ऑफ दीज ऑल। वेल बिलवड आर्ट दाउ ऑफ मी, देयरफॉर आई शैल टेल दी व्हाट इज गुड फॉर दी। कॉमेंट। सर्व गुह्यतम भूय श्रुणु मे परमं वच। इन द 63rd वर्स द लॉर्ड टोल्ड अर्जुन द विजडम विच वॉज मोर सीक्रेट रेफ्यूज इन गॉड देन द टीचिंग ऑफ कर्मयोग विच वॉज सीक्रेट। वाइल इन गीता चैप्टर 9 वर्स 1 एंड गीता चैप्टर 15 वर्स 20 ही इम्पार्टेड द मोस्ट सीक्रेट टीचिंग Guhyatamam, his glory, but he did not convey his supremely secret word, Sarva Guhyatam Mama, before. It is only here that he unfolds it to him. He also warns Arjun that this supreme word should not be disclosed to a man who is without austerity, nor to one without devotion, because it is the most secret of all the other secrets disclosed so far. At the beginning of the 10th chapter, Lord Krishna said, hear once again my supreme word, O mighty armed. While here he says, hear again my supreme word, the most secret of all. The difference is, there he used the word mighty armed, while here, the most secret of all. There, in chapter 10, verse 9, he used machittaha, with their minds wholly fixed on me, while here he uses in Gita, chapter 18, verse 57 and 58, the term machitta, with thy mind fixed on me. The difference is that the former teaching is for the general people, while the latter is specially for Arjun, as he uses the second person for him. There he declared that by his grace, his ignorance would be dispelled, while here he says that by his grace, he will overcome all obstacles. There, in chapter 10, verse 1, he said, I shall speak to you who are so loving out of solicitude for your welfare. While here he says, I shall tell you what is good for you. There in chapter 9, verse 34, having said, fix your mind on me, he said, O mighty armed, hear once again my supreme word, the most secret of all. In chapter 18, verse 64, he said, fix your mind on me. In Gita, chapter 18, verse 65. As the expression, Sarva Guhyatamam, the supreme secret of all, has been used once, so has the sentence, abandoning all duties, take refuge in me alone, in Gita chapter 18, verse 66. This is abandoning all duties. Seek refuge in me alone. This is the supremely secret teaching of the Gita. In the 7th verse of the 2nd chapter, Arjun said, being tainted by the vice of faint-heartedness, and my mind puzzled with regard to duty. I ask you, tell me that which is decidedly good. I am your disciple. Pray, instruct me who has sought refuge in you. So Lord Krishna, in Gita, chapter 18, verse 66 says, abandoning all duties, seek refuge in me alone. I shall release you from all sins. Grieve not. This is Lord Krishna's supreme word, the top secret of all secrets. By the expression, Bhuya Shrunu, listen again, Lord Krishna means to say that he has imparted his teaching to him even before, but at that time he failed to take special note of it. So he was conveying the mystery of all mysteries again and expected that Arjun would listen to it with rapt attention. This gospel was imparted to him in 1857. When the Lord said to him, have your mind constantly fixed on me. And also in 1858, when he declared, fixing your mind on me, you will by my grace overcome all obstacles. But he did not use the expression, Sarva Guhyatamam, the supreme secret of all, before. And Arjun did not take any special note of it. So, in order to divert Arjun's attention to the supreme word, the supreme secret of all, Lord Krishna uses this expression. Ishtosi me dharmamiti. The Lord in the preceding verse, admonishing him, asked him to do as he wished. What can be more severe punishment to an obedient devotee than these words of indifference? Arjun, having heard these words, is perturbed by thinking that the Lord is abandoning him. In order to remove his fear, he consoles him by saying, well, beloved, art thou of me. Had Arjun not been perturbed, there would not have been any need for Lord Krishna to tell Arjun that he was well beloved of him. Moreover, Lord Krishna uses the term Ishta, favorite, because he considers his devout devotee as his favorite deity. As a devotee with exclusive devotion regards the Lord as his favorite deity, so does the Lord, as he declares, howsoever men approach me, even so do I seek them. Gita chapter 4 verse 11. In the Bhagavata, Lord Krishna says to Uddhava, O Uddhava, neither Brahmaji nor Lord Shankara, nor Balramji, nor Lakshmiji, who reside in my body, nor my soul, is so much loving to me as a devout devotee like you. By using the term dhridam, the Lord means to say to Arjun that he should be free from fear because he has accepted, I have sought refuge in you. Gita chapter 2 verse 7. The reason is that anyone who, having sought refuge in him, says from his heart, even once, I am only yours, the Lord grants him security from all beings, such as his vow. Tatho vyakshami dehitam. Lord Krishna says to Arjun that he is his loving friend and therefore he will impart to him the teaching of taking refuge in him, which is the supreme secret of all. Further, he will unfold it to him to do good to him without hoping for any reward from him. It proves that a man's welfare or good lies in taking refuge in the Lord without depending on anyone else. The man's soul is a fragment of God, and so he should depend only on God, and he should take refuge in him only. If he depends on things, incidents, circumstances, and persons, etc., he will have to be sad and worried because all of these are perishable. As coal ignites in the fire, but it becomes black when it is separated from fire. Similarly, if a man, self, has an inclination for the Lord and takes refuge in him, he shines by becoming one with the Lord and may lead the world to salvation. But if he has a disinclination for the Lord, he has to suffer and follow the cycle of birth and death. Appendix. In Twameva Sharanam Gacha, Gita chapter 18 verse 62, take refuge in him alone. Here is refuge in formless God. And in Mamekam Sharanam Vraja, in Gita chapter 18 verse 66, take refuge in me alone. There is refuge in God endowed with attributes. By taking refuge in the formless Brahma, a striver attains salvation. But by taking refuge in God endowed with form, a striver, besides attaining salvation, also attains love, devotion. Therefore, refuge in God endowed with form is sarva guhyatamam, that is, the supreme secret of all. The Lord, in the reference of only devotion, uses the expression supreme word. In the first verse of the 10th chapter also, the Lord asked Arjun to listen to his supreme word, Shrunu me paramam vacha. Arjun said to Lord Krishna, I am your disciple. Shishyasteham. Gita chapter 2 verse 7. But the Lord says to him, you are my beloved friend. Ishtosi. It means that the spiritual guide, preceptor, initiates the pupil. But the Lord, instead of having the teacher-pupil relationship, makes a devotee his friend. Every activity of the Lord is for the welfare of others. But in this reference, special welfare is solicited. So the Lord says, Tato vakshami tehitam. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. End of chapter 18, verse 64. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.